there, RiderFlex Nation. Steve Urban here with more career advice and job interviewing tips for you. And as a quick reminder, if you enjoy our podcast, please remember to subscribe to our channel and like the episodes. And on today's podcast, how helping strangers can open career doors. A true story for you. I was in the mountains last weekend. And for those of you that listen to this podcast, you already know that I live in Colorado and I try to go to the mountains any chance I get. Love going up there and going camping or taking my Jeep or my ATV and just getting away from the electronics and the internet and enjoying the fresh air. So I go as much as I can. Last weekend, I was up there in my Jeep on a national forest road. And if you don't know what that is or if you can't visualize it, it's, you know, just imagine way up in the Rocky Mountains and a thin, narrow, dirt, rocky road. Most of them are former logging roads or, former mining roads, et cetera. So I'm back in there. I'm on a forest road way back in there. Nobody around, right? Nobody's passing you on these roads, hardly ever. Maybe once every hour or 2 hours, you might see somebody that's up there in their Jeep or their truck or something. So just kind of visualize that. I'm on this forest road. It's late in the afternoon. I'm in my Jeep. In fact, I have a little trailer on the back with my ATV, and I'm going down this thin road. Well, a truck comes, and these roads are, like I said, pretty narrow. And so I'm trying to get way over on the right so they can get by me. My tire catches something and blows out. Now, the truck that was passing me didn't notice that my tire blew out, so they kept going. So there I am by myself. Keep in mind, there's no cell phone service. You can't just call AAA. So it's getting later in the afternoon. And so I'm digging around in the back of my Jeep to try to get my jack out so I can change this tire. Now, keep in mind, I haven't changed a flat in about 30 years or maybe longer. I tried really hard to remember last time I changed the flat, and I couldn't remember, but it's been a long time. So I'm messing around with this jack, and I'm underneath the Jeep, and I'm trying to figure out how to get this thing going, and I can't figure it out. I don't know how to work the jack. Now, this is pretty embarrassing because I'm 52 years old, and I can't figure this jack out, and I'm thinking, boy, I'm getting a little nervous. It's, you know, it's getting darker. I don't have any cell phone service. I had already been in the mountains for 2 days camping, so all my food and water supply was pretty much gone. So if I had to stay another night there, it was not going to be a good situation. So I'm underneath the Jeep and I'm getting a little nervous. And suddenly I hear this guy behind me. He had walked up the road and he said, "Hey, do you need some help?" So I crawl out from underneath the Jeep and I introduce myself, and his name's Dan. And I said, "Dan, I'm trying to change this flat. I think I'm missing a part to my jack or something. I can't quite figure it out." But Jack, now keep in mind, Dan had walked up the road. He was about a quarter of a mile away camping with his family, and he had seen what happened and heard the situation. So he had walked up the road, up the hill, because I was on a decline. So he had walked about a quarter mile up the hill to help me. So keep that in mind. Anyway, I'm telling him that I don't have all the parts to my jack, and I can't figure it out. And he reaches down and he says, "Well, I'm pretty sure it works like this." And he puts the jack together and lifts the Jeep up, jacks it up in about 2 minutes. So imagine that. I'm standing there, a grown man, 52 years old, fumbling around with this jack, and he just reaches down and puts it together, and boom, the Jeep is lifted up. Now, he's a really great guy, super nice. Made sure that I didn't feel embarrassed at all or as much as he could. You know, it was one of those moments where there's two guys and one guy actually should know how to do something, and the other guy shows him and, you know, there's this little embarrassing moment. Well, that happened. But anyway, he was super nice about it. We get it lifted up and he helps me. We changed the tire together. He helps me get the spare off, the whole thing. He stays up there, you know, 30, 45 minutes out of his day. He helps me get this thing changed. When we're done, he's like, "Well, I'm going to walk back to camp." And I said, no, please let me drive you. So he gets in my Jeep and I drive him down the hill to where he was camped. We exchange information. I'm telling him how much I appreciate it. And I give him my card. I say, "Hey, listen, I own a staffing and recruiting company called RiderFlex. If, you know, what do you do for a living? Is there anything I can do to help you?" You know, I'm trying to figure out some way to give back, right? In fact, I tried to pay him, but of course he would not take any money from me because he's that type of guy. And so I'm asking him what he does for a living, and he tells me where he works. And he says, no, I'm finding my job. There's nothing you can really do for me. He said, but now that I think about it, you know, you might be able to help my daughter. She just graduated from CU in Colorado, and she's looking for an internship. And I said, by all means, have her contact me. I'd love to help her in any way we can. So I gave him my card. Great guy, really humble guy. And like I said, just took time out of his day to help me. So sure enough, I got an email from his daughter today, and she's looking for an internship. And you can bet your ass that we're going to get her an internship, right? We're going to give back, and we're going to help her. So what's the point of the podcast, you know, and how does it tie to the topics that we usually cover? Well, it's this. You just never know when helping a stranger can open career doors for you. It might not open doors for you, but maybe it opens doors for a family member or a friend. I mean, you just never know how doing the right thing and helping people makes good things come back your way. It really does. You know, you watch the press and you listen to the news, and it's all negative, and there's all this hate and negative energy, and you kind of get the impression that, you know, there's a bunch of bad people out there. Really, there's not. I believe the vast majority of the people walking around on planet Earth are good people, and they will help others when they're put in certain situations. And Dan did that for me. He's a good man. I wish him nothing but good things the rest of his life, and we're going to help his daughter get that internship. And there is your RiderFlex tip of the day. We truly hope you find our material helpful and entertaining. And while our podcast can be heard across most platforms, including iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, and SoundCloud, you can become a supporter of this podcast by visiting our show on the platform Anchor FM. That's anchor.fm/RiderFlex. You can also send us your questions or suggested topics for future episodes to the email address podcast@riderflex.com. Or drop us a voicemail at 888-964-5876, extension 710. Visit riderflex.com to learn more about us. Thanks so much for listening, folks, and have a great day.